This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. I am coming at you from Des Moines, Iowa. It's so interesting. The big news of the day, I think, in your backyard and mine has to be this. The second I got in a cab, and yes, I got in a cab, the driver was amazing. He talked to me about taking a year off and traveling all over the West Coast and going to Montana and seeing incredible sights in Utah and trout fishing and all that great stuff. We just had a wonderful, you know, 25-minute conversation. He was taking me to my hotel. I'm speaking in Iowa. And the first thing he said is, did you hear what Fauci said today? Because we were talking about, of course, the pandemic and masking, and he asked me about flying and what that was like. And you've got masks the whole time, and they tell you many, many times that if you don't do it right, they're going to come up and tell you you need to cover your nose and your mouth. That's what they said on the American flight. But you now have Fauci saying that since Omicron, now at this point, he says the U.S. is exiting a full-blown pandemic. Boy, I can't remember the last time I heard him say anything optimistically like that. So you got 500,000 people around the world that have died of COVID since the Omicron variant, since it was first detected in November, but we know other countries are opening up. I mean, it is a sobering number. There's no question. What I would love to see the statistics on what underlying conditions or ages and all of that, but we don't have those. So you look at Omicron and you listen to what Fauci says, and he says, you know, he's the top medical advisor. He said that in a conversation with the Financial Times that decisions on coronavirus restrictions in the U.S. are going to be made on a local level. We know that they're kicking it down to the local level. This is why there's all these fights at school boards, and governors are making decisions, and municipalities are making decisions. And he says we get out of the full-blown pandemic phase of COVID-19, which we are certainly heading out of. There's going to be more people making their own decisions on how they want to deal with the virus. I mean, in the U.S., 44% cases have declined in the past week compared to the previous 7 days. I was looking at the Washington Post tracker. That's where I got those numbers. So the 7-day average of deaths during the Omicron surge has reached 2,600 in the last couple of days, the highest level the country's seen in a year. But you then look at the overall number and the milder infections and, you know, all that sort of thing. And so it's interesting what Fauci has to say, that it's really in our breadbasket to decide what it is that we're going to do, how we're going to handle it. And this isn't anything new, because this is, to me, this is really what so much of this has been about. How do you view it? What's misinformation? What do you think is the right information? What's your neighbor saying? What are your friends saying? What's going on with your family? Who are you listening to? Or are you listening to nobody? Are you frustrated? And I think, I don't care what your background is, politically speaking, at some point, everybody in some way is frustrated by what's happened in the last 2.5 years. Really, really frustrating, right? Whether there was mistakes and blunders made, whether some things should have been handled differently, especially in the very beginning or in the middle of this. You know, it's been a wild ride. That's what I can say. It's been a wild, wild ride. I got to mention this because the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and we did our Nail the Score early, and of course Pete in Texas called in, and Sharon in Maine, and some people like the Bengals, and some people like the Rams. And this Super Bowl, what's interesting is you've got this crazy warm weather in Southern California. So high temperatures late this week and weekend, normally in the 60s, you ready for this? It's going to be about 90 degrees. You know what? Playing football 90 degrees in SoFi Stadium, not quite as fun. Now the football players, I think, can deal with it, but I'm thinking also the fans that are, I guess, that are there, maybe more than the football players. But it's going to be uncomfortably hot, so it's so strange. I'm sure they're going to have coolers. They do all the things to make the players comfortable. But visitors from some of these cold weather places are certainly not going to be as acclimated to the heat. And they may have to set up, I'm sure they will, set up stations for people who end up coming close to heat stroke. That's what happens because people don't drink enough water and they're dehydrated, and that happens. I was in a stadium once, and I swear the section I was in, everybody's face was red. You could just see it. And I knew that I was getting close to, boy, I better get some water because it was so hot. I mean, it was like 100 degrees unseasonably, and this was at the Rangers facility, and I just didn't really prepare for that, I guess. So hopefully people will prepare for the heat because they're warning about the temperatures. So many people not expecting that. Hey, it's California. You're going to have this great 70s, 60s weather that's really cool and comfortable. And it's going to be anything but that. All right, I just threw that in for grins because, like I said, the Super Bowl is coming up. This is nothing to grin at. We go back to the grim. And the grim news is the Ukraine. The invasion is now one of the top things that's being talked about when we look at the possibility of any kind of war or involvement with our troops. And top Russian military commanders flew into neighboring Belarus on Wednesday for a massive joint military exercise. And this could be sort of their cover, which I think it is, for maybe what the defense guys are saying, you know, our chiefs of the armed forces, etc. They're saying, you know, you look at this, this could be a multi-pronged invasion of the Ukraine. Duh. Because, look, we have the ships that are already out there. You have ships, you have over 100,000 troops that are on the border. I really feel for the people in the Ukraine. I was supposed to speak there a handful of years ago, and I really wanted to go because we had somebody on the show that talked about the Ukraine, and it didn't end up happening, partially because of their worries of what was happening politically speaking. But look, in the Ukraine, you've got troops that are beginning drills, and they're using armed drones and anti-tank weapons that we gave them and other NATO members. I mean, we're supplying it. They're doing these drills as a response to the Russians' exercises near the border because they got to do something. And what is that something? I just don't trust this situation. You can talk to any scholar that has covered or looked at Russia and anybody that's seen what Putin's done. I don't believe the diplomacy. I mean, hey, good for President Macron making the trips that he made to have a conversation with, you know, Putin. But I don't see that they're going to shake this thing loose. It doesn't seem like that. Even at the White House, they were saying, look, the president spoke to Macron following his meetings, and they expect the president to speak to other European leaders this week. Well, everybody can speak, but ultimately it's up to Vladimir Putin and what he's going to do, and if he makes some kind of final decision and makes a move. I think there's really a good possibility that we could see this when you look at the surface-to-air missiles, you look at the ships, and again, the maneuvers and things that are happening here. Absolutely. All right, we got a jam-packed hour for you. As I said, I'm in Iowa. Woohoo! And it's 40-some degrees, which is amazing. It's like springtime here. Stay with us.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Suter joins us, and boy, it is so good to have her on this show. She's a nationally recognized expert on parenting, and we've been talking a lot on this show about the amount of time spent online and what happens. And you think of Safer Internet Day, which is celebrated globally on February 8th, and this is the perfect time to talk to Erica about being a parent and what parents can do to stop and evaluate how their kids are spending time online. So, Erica, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
So why is it important for parents, it seems obvious, but why is it important for parents to talk to their kids about internet safety? Because maybe the kids don't really understand what's out there, right?
Well, we're living in a world where 93% of the kids ages 6 to 12 have access to a smartphone or tablet. That means kids younger and younger are communicating online. And it's really important to start telling them what we expect from them, what's right and wrong, how to be good digital citizens as early as possible.
So what are some of the tools, because I think this is going to be so key for people, what are some of the tools parents can use to help kids be safe online or be safer?
You know, I talk to a lot of parents who are languishing. They don't know how to set up these conversations or how to teach their kids what is right and wrong about being online and dealing with technology. So even in my own house, I struggled with this for a while, but I have found amazing tools. And one of them is Messenger Kids. Now, it's a really great resource for parents because it starts your kid on a messaging app, but it gives you a lot of control and oversight. So there's a dashboard where I approve all of my son's contacts. That's who he can reach out to and who reaches out to him. But I can also download all of the messages he sends out and the messages that he receives. But my favorite part of the app is the Messenger Kids pledge, which is be kind, be respectful, be safe, and have fun. And it's not just something they're just trying to tell the kids to do, but there are interactive games that teach young children what all of those mean and how to live those skills.
Yeah. And it depends on the age of the kids, right? So with teenagers, older kids might be more resistant. So how do you really get to them and teach them about healthy boundaries?
Right. So many parents are like, oh my God, there's nothing I can do to help my teen with this. But there is. I'm telling you, there is help out there. Do not give up. And I have a teenager and he uses Messenger. And what I make sure to do is I arm him with all the tools that help him make smart decisions and create boundaries. Of course, we talk about what is right, what is wrong, what kinds of messages he should be sending out, and what is okay for him to receive. But I also want him to know about the block feature, which means if someone makes him uncomfortable or sends something he doesn't like, he can block them. But there's also a restriction feature because we know teens and their relationships go up and down. But so he can restrict certain people, which means that person can't see if he's using the app or they can't see when he has read messages. And then, of course, there is the reporting feature. So I want him to feel empowered to make smart decisions that keep him safe. He learns those now. Our kids learn these things now. It takes them through to adulthood.
Yeah. Wow, good stuff. Where can our listeners go for more information, Erica?
Well, for more information, you want to go to messengernews.fb.com. It's a great resource to find out how to keep your kids safer online. But one other thing, parents, you are the best role model your kids can have. So they're watching you. So how you relate to people online, how you use technology, it's going to affect how they use it as well.
Yeah. Erica Suter, a nationally recognized expert on parenting. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We move to a couple of quick headers here, things that happen that you might not have heard. Some actually really sad things, two of them very, very sad. And one of them is this story that happened in a Washington grocery store shooting. One killed and one injured, and the suspect still on the run. So this was Southeast Washington where this happened. A man opened fire inside the store. One person died, another was injured. It happened in a Fred Meyer store, which that's a popular store of a chain in Washington and in Oregon. It happened about 11 in the morning, and the police scanner radio just kind of had a timeline of the officer's effort to clear the store in throughout the afternoon. They helped shoppers and workers escape and everything that you could possibly imagine. The suspect was armed with a handgun, fled, and his motive is unknown. Were specific people targeted? What happened? What was the reason for that? And they're telling people still, if you see the suspect, call 911. They've released a portrait that they have they had video of it from the camera, video from a security camera in the store. The person wounded was a store employee taken to the hospital undergoing surgery or had surgery and was listed in critical condition. The suspect and the victim who died had an interaction before the shooting, according to the store video footage seen by the police. They still don't know what that conversation was about and if the two people knew each other. Wow. So we hate hearing that, right? Once again, you go to places where open fire, schools, churches, grocery stores, it's a world that we live in. And they've really been pushing everywhere they put schools on lockdowns even. They tweeted out everything they could to get people aware of who the individual was and what was happening, and still little is known yet at this point. But with that video, and it's very clear, I think they have a shot to get whoever that was. This story was just a crazy story to hear about. I've been to this bridge, and many of you have traveled to Florida. You know the drawbridges that go up. A woman fell to her death on Sunday afternoon from this rising drawbridge that started to open before she could move off of it. She was walking off the bridge, I guess, with a bicycle, and she was within about 10 feet of the barrier arms, you know, that they have up there that stop traffic when the drawbridge just started to rise. So she just started careening into the open chasm there. There was a man on the other side of the barrier. He grabbed her as she fell, but could not hold on. So she fell
50 feet to her death. She was walking her bike from east to west and had almost reached that furthest point when that happened. He just could not hold on and was just inconsolable. I guess afterwards she fell, would be the equivalent of 5 to 6 stories below. But why the drawbridge rose before all the pedestrians had a chance to clear it, that's odd. So they recovered her body, and it's a crime investigation. They're trying to figure that out, and they had to close the bridge for, I guess, 6 hours. This was in West Palm, you know, Palm Beach, Florida, where we're talking about, and those bridges are common. And it seemed to hardly ever hear of this. I can't remember the last time that I heard of somebody in this situation where they fell off the bridge, and how sad for... I mean, how wonderful that the guy tried to help her, but how sad that she could not, you know, be saved from that. But was that go straight up, it would be pretty difficult. I can see how hard it would be to hold on, and she obviously could not hold on. So that's exactly, you know, what happened. And I look at that bridge and I think, how many times have I gone over bridges like that? And I have seen pedestrians walking over it, but I can't imagine that it would not, they would not stop, that the person who was going over wouldn't have been stopped. So that doesn't make any sense to me, and there must be some kind of further explanation, I would think. I would think there would be something that we would find out probably as a result of that. All right, I mentioned that Valentine's Day is coming up, and a couple of you actually sent me emails about what's a good Valentine's gift? I mean, come on, guys, really? And these were from two different guys. Chocolate. Let's go traditional. Chocolate, flowers. How about flowers, especially if you're not a big flower giver? And it can, you know, it can be simple making dinner thing. Making dinner and clearing all the dishes. How about that? What partner doesn't want that to happen? Really? You're making the meal and you're cleaning every single piece of it up? Well, that's a pretty good deal, I would say. So maybe it's something like that. I am not the expert on love gifts, I will tell you that, however. But they're everywhere. It's very easy to find something, guys. Come on, I know you can do it. Just don't give a gift card. And for goodness sake, give a card. Give a card. Make a card if you have to, but give her a card. How's that for advice? Music means I got to step aside. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to deflect questions on Wednesday about President Joe Biden's executive order, which provides crack pipes, among other supplies, to addicts to prevent infection. Psaki called it bad reporting, but the original article in the Washington Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services directly, saying crack pipes are a part of these smoking kits.
The safe smoking kit may contain alcohol swabs, lip balm, other materials to promote hygiene and reduce the transmission of diseases like HIV and hepatitis. I would note that what we're really talking about is steps that we're taking as a federal government to address the opioid epidemic.
A Colorado mother who fatally abused her 7-year-old daughter and lied about her health to get handouts from charities was sentenced Wednesday to 16 years in prison. Kelly Turner previously pleaded guilty. This is USA Radio News. The White House has announced a program for vets to land well-paying jobs and help with the supply chain crisis.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A trucker convoy protesting vaccine mandates in Canada that shut down the capital city of Ottawa could be coming to the U.S. starting Super Bowl Sunday. This according to the Department of Homeland Security. Truckers said they won't leave until all vaccine mandates and COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. A handful of Canadian provinces have already lifted their mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yep, we're in the mail room. Lots of virtual mail flying around my head. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one is from CJ, listening to us on WGSO, one of my faves in New Orleans. And CJ says, girl, I think you and I should run for office. We do a much better job. And I know people always complain about this. I think if we go back in our history, there would always be people complaining and not happy with what's going on with the government. But I think the federal government has lost its mind, especially the Republicans in this craziness over the January 6th attacks. There is fallout from this. People who did damage, I'm a lifelong Republican, people who did damage at the Capitol should be prosecuted, period, end of story. Can we not move on from that? Instead, it becomes such a political nightmare that you have Mitch McConnell going in a different direction from Kevin McCarthy, who then sort of walks back what he said and then sort of doesn't, because McCarthy himself said that anybody who caused damage and they should be in jail, that they absolutely should be in jail. So I think the Republicans would be smart to not get into this nonsense in the weeds, as we call it down here, because it's all about winning those midterm elections and trying to force better change. Better change. Hashtag better change. CJ, thanks for that. Yes, and you portrayed that so well. So it's true, McCarthy did say, oh, yeah, the anybody responsible for damage for somebody who did horrible attacking, whatever, they should be prosecuted. But the way this all gobbledygook came out, it just didn't sound right, right? It didn't. So, I mean, there you go. You look at Congresswoman Stefanik, Republican from New York, who replaced Liz Cheney as the chair of the House Republican Conference last year. She says the RNC has every right to take any action they want. Then you have Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican from New Jersey. He switched parties in 2019. He said that it's appropriate that they did get censured. So I think some of it is that whole censuring thing, too, and that's caused this language to, spill over, right? Best to move on. That's it. Best to move on. I mean, that's it, really. What can you say? All right, let's go to this one from Sam, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. He says, thank God there is one thing that the Democrats have decidedly done right when it comes to the whole mask thing. Kate, it is terrible when you're a parent and you are trying to figure this out and your kids are just, meh. Do they have a mask? Are they wearing a mask? What's happening in the classrooms? It's crazy. I think that we are through this point where they should be wearing masks. So thank goodness Connecticut is saying, yeah, let's move on from the masks. Let's move on in a different direction because the coronavirus cases have fallen, and there needs to be some sense of normalcy, for God's sake, for these poor children who are stuck in the middle of one of the worst things that's happened in all of our lives. It's causing confusion. So I never say that I would tip my cap to Lamont, but I am this time. So there you go. Thanks for that. Yes, Lamont is a Democrat, Ned Lamont, and he recommended that the statewide mask mandate in schools and everywhere else expire at the end of February, which would require lawmakers then to extend executive powers by about 2 weeks or so. And Lamont said himself that the mayors and superintendents can make that call. They can, they can do it. Okay, there was another thing about, there's another something I got in here from, this one is from New Hampshire. Must be listening to us, I'm assuming, on maybe 103.3 FM. And this one is from Joe, who says, boy, I'll tell you what, I get so hot about this whole mask thing. You know, I get it. I got in the beginning the deal with the mask. I understand. All of us were just dumbfounded by this virus and where did it come from and everything else in between that we were trying to sort out. And I got to tell you, Kate, that I look around and it makes absolutely no sense. And it's causing distrust of the government with these crazy policies on, off. You got to wear a mask and putting our kids in these weird positions where you have so many parents that are just irate over the whole thing on either side that children see parents behaving badly because they're furious about the mask deal. Why do we have to have masks? Why is the CDC not stepping in there harder? Why wouldn't they say, relax the rules? Yeah. Well, that's happening. It's just like Lamont said. I mean, here's the thing. I think it's just been tossed into everyone's backyard. So what your superintendent says, the governor, the local school boards, all of that is really where it all ends up, unless there is a mandate. There's a statewide mandate, and of course that's what's happened in some of these places where they're lifting some of the restrictions. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention they put out their guidelines, and they're saying that cases are still high nationwide, and that even though some states are planning to relax masking rules, that yes, we should seek some normalcy, but our guidance hasn't changed. We endorse universal masking in schools. So that's what they're saying, that this is our barometer, this is what we're going by. But then it doesn't matter, in a sense, because it is, again, in the backyard of wherever you are, what they ultimately decide. It's interesting. You look around, like, New York is going to drop their indoor mask mandate this week because infections declined. So smartly, drop it, right? Others are planning it out, planning to phase it out, too. But so far, the federal government hasn't done that. Speaking of the government, right, that has not happened. They're even talking about bills cutting funds to school with mandates, and then the reverse. You've got Representative Mary Miller, who's working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates, saying it's hypocrisy in places like Illinois. Why? Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has blamed some of the rise of juvenile crime on schools being closed. So if that's the case, schools have to be open, right? Schools have to be open. There does have to be a return to normalcy, right? And if the numbers are down, then, which we're seeing, if the numbers are down, then what is the deal? How hard is it to waive that mask wearing in schools, right? Unless it's not, unless it's spiked sky high, but clearly the numbers are saying the opposite of that. And we know that there's a lot of problems with not having kids in school. And I just told you, New York's going to drop their mask mandate on Wednesday, the whole indoor mask mandate. So it's not going to be an issue there. It won't be an issue. All right, let's see if I can squeeze in something else. All right, this one is from Guy, who says, "Oh, Kate, the Olympics are so boring. I listened to you talk about it the other day, and I felt like, maybe I need to check in on this, because I am a sports hound like you, but I could not watch it. You know, I'm iffy on watching golf. I think I would rather watch golf 24 hours than some of what I've seen from the Olympics. Even the coverage, no offense to the folks at NBC, but what do they have to talk about? You don't have a lot of big names, and then the big names you do have are not coming through, so it's not looking good for the U.S. at all, and I don't like to see this great big collapse, especially with this nonsense with Russia, and they're kicking everyone's butt, or at least our butt anyway. Yeah, the Russians, thanks for that. The Russians have 10 medals. Yeah, and trust me, they got some gold medals. We're not sporting any gold medals. And then I got something interesting that made me look this up, because I didn't even know this. This email came across from Kurt before I knew it, and he says, "Kate, I know that you've talked about sports gambling and big bets. Did you see what happened out of Atlantic City? There was a huge Super Bowl bet that was wagered, and you got to figure it's not how much money can you take in a bet." And, you know, when you're talking about millions and millions of dollars on one team, boy, that is a whole lot of dough, Ray, me. How much altogether do you think will be wagered on the Super Bowl? Well, I can tell you numbers that have been estimated, right, by the National Trade Group, because every year they come out with a number. The American Gaming Association is saying that over $7.6 billion will be wagered on the Super Bowl. That's a lot of money. And the amount that people plan to bet, up 35% from last year. Bettors, some of them making casual wagers with friends or relatives, some of them in office pools, and some of them placing bets with illegal bookmakers. Yeah, speaking of that, Nail the Score coming up.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Von Solis joins us. She is a life transformation coach, course instructor, and the author of several books, including this one, Lessons in Surviving Suicide, A Letter to My Daughter. And she was foisted into this world back in 2005, and she has many powerful things to say that I think can really help a lot of people. Von, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me, Kate. It's wonderful to be here.
So let's talk about your book and writing this book. And first of all, what happened that put you into this world in the first place? It had to be a shock.
Correct. So I lost my 22-year-old daughter to suicide in July 2005. And so it was obviously an extremely shocking, traumatic time. And threw myself and our whole entire family, including extended members, into a world that just was, upside down and spinning all around, and nobody knew what was going on for several years. And so basically through a process of many years, many things, including writing the first two books, I basically, the experience led me to journaling a lot of my thoughts and experiences that ultimately turned into this book that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So
that had to be powerful to be able to journal, because then you get everything out too. And what can people expect when they read it? How have you written this book in breaking it down in the chapters?
Right. So as part of the journaling, I decided that if I spoke from my heart spoke directly to my daughter, her name was Janaea, and just, you know, let her know, and this was going on at about the, you know, 14-year point of, you know, 13, 14 years after losing her. And I was really struggling with, you know, why was I not able to get over this loss in the way I wanted to, in the way that I could have my life back. So that is how I ultimately started to approach it, is, you know, speaking about all the emotions, all of those things, how I was being hard on myself, that was, you know, making me feel guilty and responsible for her death and so on. So this ultimately turned into a book because I really wanted to share with other people basically a portrait of my thoughts, feelings, emotions that were basically damaging to my psyche in many ways and preventing me from even being able to choose to want to have a different life. And this was keeping me from not only me, but from my current living family. So basically, I decided to publish it, turn it into a book, and share with others who were newly bereaved or bereaved parents really struggling in their grief, as a guide, a comfort, a source of inspiration that changes in bereavement. Inspiration in bereavement is not what it is when you're not bereaved. And through the things that I've learned and experienced, provide as a means of introspection for them as they go through on their journey, that all of these things change over time. And I really basically wanted to give people, you know, a source of comfort, because that is something that is really missing when you instantly become bereaved through child loss. I'm telling you, Kate, it feels like you are absolutely alone in this world, and there's very few resources and types of support out there to, you know, help bereaved parents steer their way. So this is just an offering from another bereaved parent to say, hey, this is what happened. This is what I experienced. I turned to whatever sources I could find in my very early years. Well, I was just eager to, what did they go through? How did they do it? You know, what was the ending? What happened for them? Did they ever recover? Did they find happiness? And so 15 years later, I'm now approaching 17 years in my bereavement. I thought, you know, this is enough time. I have enough time to look back, have some introspection, understand that was going on. And a few key points I just want to mention for bereaved parents, new or longer term in their grief, is this is a means of understanding how to navigate early grief, understand trauma, learn about the common pitfalls and how to avoid some of them, or at least how I did, and ultimately go from surviving their child suicide to living the life they really want, basically through choice. So that's what this book really guides them to do.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for this too, Vaughn. As you know, sadly, this is happening more and more. Statistically, you can look at it with the world that we live in. And so many people Yes. find themselves like you did, where you really are hungry for some answers, some way to get through this, dealing with your emotions, like you say, the issues mm-hmm. that come up. And you have the lessons learned at the end of every chapter too, so that you say, okay, you're telling your story and then you're weaving it into what do they take out of it. Am I right?
That's exactly right. And the lessons, well, this is not a self-help book. This is not a how to get over your child's death. Because as I say in my conclusion in the, we'll just call it the chapter, but the letter on completion, and the lesson there is that it ultimately is everybody's, you know, everybody will take from their journey of grief what they need to take from it and what they can take from it, but it's not an easy road. And if you look at, if for anybody not bereaved, you know, and they can watch movies about child loss or, you know, read about it in the news and just, oh, poor them, poor them. But when you're stuck in this world, I haven't met one bereaved parent over my years in any number of you know, situations that isn't searching still for something more that will help them understand the loss and basically heal. So, again, we need more work in this area, and a foundation of my work, an absolute foundation of it, has been from the beginning and remains, you know, information that we share through experience to help mainstream society, you know, change the way we view and understand grief and loss and make it a little bit easier for people who are bereaved to integrate back into mainstream world as they heal and rebuild their life. This is my mission, and I've been on it for years and will remain on it with all of the work I currently do and will do in the future. It's very important to me.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you have this book and that that is your mission, because you're absolutely right. I know some people in this situation is very, very difficult. There's no question about it, and there aren't a lot of places to go. So you definitely have one here. You can get Vaughn's book, Lessons in Surviving Suicide, A Letter to My Daughter. Vaughn Solis's book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for sharing your story and sharing it with us in the world.
Thank you so much, Kate. I hope it helped people, bereaved or not bereaved, understand a little bit more about child loss and that we're just like everybody else. We just maybe have a few more challenges than someone who isn't bereaved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good way to say that. Thanks, Vaughn.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks to Vaughn for that. I think even she could appreciate the fact that it is National Pizza Day. I honestly could eat pizza every day of my life. I am very, very careful about it, however. You know, I think of the places I like. In Chicago, if you're ever there, go to Lou Malnati's. It's my favorite. Deep dish is something I never do, but if I was going to do deep dish, it would be at Lou Malnati's, and I've done it a couple of times when I've been there speaking or taking the show there, and it's just tremendous. If you go to Philadelphia, where I'm originally from, I would tell you to go to Old City Pizza and Restaurant. This great quick bite, boom, grab a slice. That's a great place to go and get pizza. It's what I call sloppy pizza, though, right? So it's loaded with oil and it just slides off the bread practically. Some people don't like that kind of pizza. And for me in Dallas, I like Campisi's. It's not as fattening. It's good, and I like it with onions. I like my pizza just with onions, not all that other stuff, especially when I found out how many cows are in pepperonis, although I normally would have liked pepperoni. That's the end of the show for this hour anyway. Thanks for listening, and remember to make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.